Extract from The Curse of the Spider by Aaron Dale Pemberton. Light returned to the forest floor again, and the tramp deer began licking Nick's face, as though it were introducing itself. Malcolm had lowered his head a moment before he turned around to look at the other children. They could see something deeply changed in him by the way he faced them. He stood boldly and wouldn't flinch. There was almost a cold feeling to it. "We had better keep moving," he said, sinking the sword into its case. The people weren't jealous. They walked back out onto the path, comforted, knowing the three would follow them. It was not a clearly expressed comfort, or even a remotely understood feeling the people carried. It was new, and arrived like something uplifting, from a dark, indifferent hole. Deeply emerging was a sense of humility, which found faith in the valiant fruition of the three kids, Malcolm, Gemma, and Nick.